Sports Horn, the UK's third most listened to sports radio station. 100% punditry.
Top. Why is my voice going funny?
100% passion.
We can't remember what my point is, but...
100% banter.
You'll have a lifelong trauma after that, miss. You love to see it.
6% news, weather and traffic. It all adds up to 360 degrees of the sports news and men's matters that matter to you.
Women's matters matter. Women can be men too.
Girl power.
You're listening to Sports Horn. Horning sport from the rooftops. Sound that horn!
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show with former professional footballer turned current pundit Ian Five Ankles.
Ian Five Ankles.
Here he is. Here he is.
Here I am.
You can see you.
I'm
and
there.
Anthony Richardson. Ian, how are we?
Oh, I'm top. World class,
world
Anthony.
World class.
Yesterday, I went on a walk with my ex-wife, now current girlfriend, Denise.
Oh, shout out to Denise.
Yep, and to talk over some of the issues our councillor raised.
Yep. So
don't panic. She won't be listening, Anthony. Not at this time in the morning. She likes her beauty sleep, does Denise. Well, sexy sleep, I call it. You know me, I'm a red-blooded male.
Men, sexy sleep. Just like what a man would call it. Like a wet dream she's having.
No, not that. No, not at all like that. Denise wouldn't do that. Anyway, we were on this walk through a farmer's field, and I found a cowpat that looked exactly like the face of Gianfranco Zola.
Amazing. Goodness
me. So I've brought it in for you to look at.
A photo. He's brought a photo. No, he hasn't. He's brought the actual cowpat, which he's kept in his jacket pocket.
It's dry, so it's easily transportable.
It is dry. I can vouch for that. And there it is on the table. To be fair, it does look a bit like him, especially with the grass around for the hair.
Zola!
Thank you, Nigel Adley. Now, Ian, we know what ex-Republic of Ireland winger Damien Duff's opinion is on Twister, but what about other classic board games? You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Your Ian, your way.
The Monopoly now. Has anyone ever enjoyed actually playing that fucker? I hate my family enough. Why am I now being asked to negotiate real estate with them?
And we're out. Okay. What's
going on, Anthony? We don't go to Damien Duff's board games polemics unless we need time to talk.
Ian, we just need a bit of time to talk.
Ah, is this why you've made me wear headphones today? I don't feel right wearing these headphones. My ears are hot. Will I get another yeast infection?
Listen to me, Ian. Listen. You know Sports Horn. You know the club. It's in your DNA.
I know the club. I know the tea lady.
We're the UK's third most popular sports radio station.
We are, and we're damn proud of it.
We were briefly second when you were bummed by that Alsatian live on air.
Wow, that looks really nasty.
I'm really not up for this.
Why are you playing that?
I've got that as my ringtone. Hang on. Sorry, I'll just put that off.
It's not easy judging crafts. Could Chris Sutton and Robbie Savage get bummed by a dog live on 606?
They wouldn't dare.
Maybe they should. More people would pay the licence fee then.
Look, I've got some bad news, Ian. Are you sitting down?
Yeah, I'm sitting down.
Yeah, I can see you're sitting down. The ratings have come out. We've dropped to fourth.
What?
Yeah.
Who's taken our place?
According to the data, are you sitting down?
I can see you sitting. There's not room to stand up in here.
Yeah. It's Slam Sport Radio.
Slam Sport Radio? Fronted by?
Yeah.
Fronted by Rod Wallet. Rod Wallet! Rod fucking Wallet! I'll kill that wanker!
And that's exactly the passion I need to see from you, Ian Five Ankles.
Sorry, who's this?
Oh, Ian, this is Barnstable Raz. He's a talk radio producer with an enviable track record of turning ailing radio networks around.
And yours is floundering like a wet fish.
But where is this man? I can't see him.
He's in your ears, Ian. He's in your headphones.
How did he get in there?
No, that's why I've made you wear the headphones, so you can hear the producer.
Well, where's Sandra?
Barnstable Raz is the new Sandra.
Ian, I'm here to save your fur coat, mate. I've bought eyeballs and ear holes and engagement, likes and clicks wherever I've gone. I've made column inches, I've increased followers. Look out the window. What car is that?
It's a nice one.
And the insurance is comprehensive.
Oh, no, I can see you now through the gallery window, Barnstable. Yeah, there you are. Wow, you have such nice eyes.
Yeah, they're from Turkey.
I want Turkish eyes.
I can make your show not just third place, but numero uno.
You can? What, bigger than Savage?
But you have to want it, Ian. Do you want to improve the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show?
Do we need to get him bummed by another dog? I can arrange that.
I must say I quite like my Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show how it is, to be perfectly honest. We do have top chats and punditry.
World class.
Well, not world class.
Not world class,
But that's fine. It's like I was as a player. No frills, mid-table journeyman, but fondly regarded by the watching faithful. I'll tell you what, I'm well known enough to have sponsored the shin pads of my local school's under-8s girls team.
I love my five shins ankle pads.
Forget all that. Look on the table in front of you, not the carpet.
Yeah, I can see it. It's a photo.
It's a picture I've photoshopped of Rod Wallace's Slam Sports radio show winning a Sony Award next year.
Ah! Oh, it's Rod fucking Wallace! No, I don't want to. I'm not going to look at that!
Look at it! Look at it!
No! Look at it! I'll kill him! I'll kill it! Give me that paper! I'll punch it! I'll fuck you up, Rod Wallace! I'm going to fuck you!
Oh my god!
Fuck you up!
He's tearing it apart with his teeth! Ian, that's glossy photo paper!
This is the passion I want to see! I'll ask you again, Ian. Do you want to improve the Ian Five Ankles breakfast show?
I think he's saying yes.
Good. Very good.
He's frothing uncontrollably. Is this okay?
This is more than okay. This screams successful sports talk radio pundit. This screams numbers.
Do we clean the ink out of his moustache?
Ian, you're about to go on air. I need you to say something controversial to rile up the listeners. Get them talking. Say something needlessly provocative to fill airtime. Be Simon Jordan.
Needlessly provocative to fill airtime?
We're back on, Ian. Let's go, go, go.
And that's why the snakes and ladders is for c***s. I'm Damien Duff, and thanks for listening to my TED Talk. Is it TED Talk?
Welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Ian Five Ankles. I tell you what, Jude Bellingham is a fraud. Anthony,
wow.
He's a fraud. Anyone can play for Real Madrid. It's like putting Pep Guardiola in charge of Man City. Let's see Jude Bellingham manage a League Two team. Give him a proper challenge.
Jude Bellingham's not a manager, Ian. He's what? He's 20 years old?
Exactly, yeah. It's easy being 20 and being a professional footballer. Try being 53 like Pep Guardiola and playing for a League Two club. He wouldn't survive 1 minute. He's a fraud.
Thank you, Ian. And the phones are lighting up. Clyneth is in Crunchford. Hi, Clyneth.
I don't agree with any of that, and it's made me cross. You're a moron, Ian.
Well, it's my opinion, Clyneth. It can't be wrong.
I've coated my cat in yogurt now. Damn you, Ian.
Thank you, Clyneth. So many calls to get through. Let's go to a break. You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, proudly associated with Peter Andre Audiobooks.
Classic literature read by the singer of Mysterious Girl.
G'day, I'm Peter Andre, and this is me having a bash at Midnight's Children by Salman Rushdie.
And we are out. Wow, Ian! Wow!
I'm really sorry. I forgot to have a stupid controversial opinion. I'm so bad at this.
Barnstable, what did you think of that?
Smashed it. But calling players fooled and overrated without believing anything you're saying because you have zero respect for your listeners is easy. That's what 90% of pundits do.
Yes.
Well, you know what else I could say? Erling Haaland shouldn't be in the Man City team because he doesn't track back.
Perfect!
I can say that. I mean, if he was really British instead of Scandinavian British, then he'd work harder for the team, wouldn't he? What do you think of those apples?
Yeah, what do you think of those apples, Barnstable?
It's not controversial enough, Ian. If Jose Mourinho managed Man City, that would literally be his viewpoint. Let's take a break from footy for a second.
Take a break from football? But no, I live and breathe it.
Ian lives and breathes football, Barnstable. Without football, he wouldn't exist. It's in his DNA.
I don't want to die, Barnstable. Am I going to die, Anthony?
I genuinely don't know, Ian.
Listen, lads, just stop your incessant bullshit for 1 second. I've run the data and have something that is cast iron guaranteed to bring you engagement. Here, play this audio footage of London in the 40s.
Sorry, what? It's just shots of London with people walking about doing their business. Why would anyone be interested in this?
Trust me. Just watch what happens.
Okay.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial. Plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, sponsored by Peter Andre Audiobooks.
G'day again. Midnight's Children was a load of old dag, so I threw it on the barbie. I'm going to have a stab at Tess of the D'Urbervilles now.
Okay, welcome back to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show, and these sounds you can hear are from London in 1940. So you can see on social media the video. There's Piccadilly Circus. It's literally Pathé news footage of some people getting on a bus. There's a soldier walking up the Strand. You can see the video. I don't know, Ian, but talk us through this old footage of London.
It sure is old footage of London.
It's old footage. Yes,
they're walking in a jerky way. That's how we know it's old. that man there is in a top hat. There is a top hat.
World class.
I've got no idea on what constitutes world class.
I don't know what we're supposed to be looking at here, Ian. This isn't
football, Anthony. I don't know what's happening.
Well, hang on, wait a minute though. The phones are lighting up. Patricia is in Ipswich. Hello, Patricia.
Hearing those nostalgic sounds of London before I was born takes me back to the good old times.
Oh yes, Patricia. Independent shops, proper clothes. People walking quickly, living in the moment, not a mobile phone in sight.
And no foreign people.
What? That's not really got anything to do with this.
Faces you can trust. Those were the days we'll never get back.
But there were foreign people in London in 1940, Patricia.
Not in that footage, they weren't. And that's the Britain I remember. I felt safe then.
There was a war on. People were getting bombed or dying of malnutrition.
But they didn't have Xboxes.
Patricia, this is...
No, shut up, Anthony. This is dynamite. Thanks, Patricia. That's great. It's your opinion, so it can't be wrong. So many calls to take. This is great. Sunny in Bournemouth.
There's one thing that comes to mind when listening to that nostalgic footage of a bygone era.
I know exactly what you're going to say. Bring back the death penalty.
They pay murderers to live nowadays. Pay them. They're thinking of giving one of them an OBE.
You know who also should be killed, Sonny? Some footballers. They're getting away with diving. You wouldn't be put to death for diving when I played, because nobody did it. It's a fact, and that's my opinion. It can't be wrong.
You're listening to the Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. The time is 7:25. Let's go to Angelina with the travel.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. Ian and palatable fascism. It's a winning combination.
We're out, lads. I'm not really sure that this is...
Bastable Raz, you're a bloody genius.
I'm glad you're trusting the process, Ian.
My whole punditry career, I thought I was just here to give an honest assessment of football I've watched at the same time as everyone else. But you've made me see the light.
Your job is to light the hornet's nest.
Why be grey when you can be black and white?
It's not racist if you're black and white. That's what legal say.
It's not racist to say a black player is lazy or use animalistic terminology to describe him such as beast when we have the Kick Racism Out of Football logo on our social media. It's win-win.
You've got it. This bloke's a natural.
Barnstable, I've got a deliberately provocative opinion I don't particularly believe. Women aren't very good at football.
Well, hang on a second.
Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. Say you could score loads of goals against a woman.
I could score loads of goals against a woman. I'm Big Ian Five Ankles. Not just loads of goals, Barnstable. All the goals. Even though there's footage of me missing the target from 12 yards out, I'll never not score a goal against a woman who's not sure why she's got a going goal against me in the first place.
Well, yeah, I think the general feeling is that women's football's improved drastically, hasn't it? After being criminally marginalised for so long. Of course, it's not the same because of the disparities in physical strength, not to mention resources, patriarchal culture instilled from an early age. But the success of the Lionesses on the international stage and the increased viewing figures for the Women's Super League show, it's become a major sport in its own right. You know, it's an achievement that should be celebrated.
Oh, fuck off. Yawn City.
Ian.
Yeah, fuck off, you simp. Do you want to win a Sony Award or what?
I've just eaten an A4 photo of Rod fucking Wallace. Get me back on air and let me opine. Get out of my way.
I'm not even in your way.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show.
Wake up with Ian.
Wake up or fuck off.
Welcome back to...
Women are bad at football.
And that's your opinion. That is your opinion, so it can't be wrong. Let's just remember that we have broadcasting rights to the Women's Championship hosted by Mate Kaysen. And, of course, you can listen to live coverage on Sunday of Sunderland versus Crystal Palace.
Can you hear me, Anthony?
Yeah, I can hear you, Barnstable.
This is screaming numbers. Let Ian cook.
Right.
Yeah. Shut it, Anthony. I'm cooking eggs here, which is actually the only thing women can do better than men, but I'm cooking their eggs. I'm cooking their ovaries, and there's nothing you can do about it.
What?
Ossip is in Gloucester. What would you like to see the death penalty for, Ossip? Trade unionists?
No. I'm just phoning in to say your comments on women's football are outrageous and pointless. Why have you got a problem with the women's game?
You know what, Ossip? I'm sorry to say this, but you're a paedophile.
Oh, God.
I'm a paedophile?
You're a paedophile, and anyone you associate with is, by extension, a paedophile apologist.
I don't know what to say.
Well, that sounds like a sex offender's defence to me. You can't give one shred of evidence why women's football should exist. The sure sign of a paedophile. Nietzsche.
Did you say Nietzsche?
Yeah, I said Nietzsche. He's a philosopher. I heard him mentioned by Ian Holloway in one of his half-time team talks at Blackpool.
Ian's gone mad. Barnstable, is this good?
I can't answer that. No one's called people who like women's football paedophiles. I've never encountered this level of clickbait. Can you steer him back to Sam Allardyce being a better coach if he'd had a foreign name or something?
Ian, Sam Allardyce.
You know what you remind me of, Anthony? And all the mainstream MSN messenger.
Mainstream media.
A serial killer.
What? What? Would you like a glass of water?
Oh, that's what a serial killer would say.
Constable, what do I do?
My granddad fought in the First World War. If I told him he'd gone over the top and got blown to bits only for women to play football and men be paedophile serial killers, he'd roll in his grave after spending a brief period during 1940s London when there were no black people.
Barnstable, please help me out here.
Sorry, fella. This is turning from great numbers to you'll never get another job again, so you'll have to rely your entire career on saying something even worse than this. And I don't know how you can say anything worse than this.
I'll give it a go.
No, Ian, no. What would your best friend Steve Bold say?
Steve Bold, he's a bold Jack the Ripper.
No, not Baldy. He's not collateral damage in this. Ian, you don't mean it.
I'm deadly serious, Anthony. And I'm not drawing the line at women footballers. I'm talking women anything. Women doctors, women lawyers, women midwives. I tell you, I could take 100 penalties against a woman midwife and she wouldn't save a single one
hold
of them.
Hold on, Ian. Hold on. There's somebody on the line.
Good. I'll talk to them. Perfect. Hello, you pedo c***.
Ian.
Denise?
I don't usually listen to your breakfast show as I'm not a morning person.
Denise.
But I thought, you know what? This means a lot to my Ian, so I've tuned in. And this is what it is? This is what you are? I'm shocked. I'm angry. No, worse than that, I'm ashamed.
Oh, Denise.
Children, young girls have been inspired to have a go at football because they've watched their heroes on the telly. I've loved football all my life. I'm West Ham through and through.
You're loyal, Denise, like Mark Noble.
No, Anthony, not like Mark Noble. Like Kate Longhurst.
Fair point.
But you know what I was told when I was 8? This game is not for you. So to see this generation playing at school for local teams or even just in the park, it fills me with pride. We have come so far. And to hear a man denigrate the women's game, threatened because, well, because they have a small penis?
Now, come on, Denise.
No, Ian. I've seen your penis. It is small.
Yeah.
This isn't you, Ian. You're not this man. You like women's football. If you want to improve your ratings, just be yourself. Be true. Don't be that person. That's not the man I fell in love with. Anyway, thanks for having me on. Big fan of the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Denise. Well, Ian, what do you have to say to that?
Yeah, I would like to make a formal apology. From this day forward, I vow to be an ally to the women's game.
We're getting reports that a local school's under-8s girls are about to burn all their sponsored shin pads.
They shouldn't do that for three reasons. Firstly, they're made of very cheap plastic, which will be terrible for the environment. Secondly, I want them to wear those shin pads so that they feel like they belong, so that they play, they grow and learn as footballers. It's their game as much as anyone's. And thirdly, I sponsored those shin pads. You think I'm made of money? I'm absolutely not.
Well said, Ian. Well said. Have your say on 75358. Let's talk women's football for the next hour. The time is 7:58. Let's go to Taj with the news.
The Ian Five Ankles Breakfast Show. A slice of five ankles to start your day the right way.
And we're out. Gosh, all's well again, I think.
I've learned a valuable lesson here, Anthony. don't fly too close to the sun or your wings will get burned and you'll call all the other astronauts pedos.
Oh, I've just seen. Mate Kaysen's looking for a summariser for the Women's Championship game this weekend. Are you up for it, Ian?
It would be an honour.
Great. It helps women to have a man around, doesn't it?
Yeah, explain the offside law and all that.
Sports On is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Wake up or fuck off.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.